The ad for the 1998 Isuzu Rodeo shows this sport utility vehicle in its conventional place, which is to say, uninhabited space. The vehicle perches on a promontory in a western landscape, the only sign of culture in nature as far as the eye can see. The picture promises that with this magical truck, we can escape the clutter and congestion, the rules and responsibilities of our everyday lives. The caption for the ad, however, is even more instructive. "You would not be very human," the ad tells the reader forthrightly, "if you did not mostly prefer to be not here, not now." From Dr. America's perspective, you would not be very perceptive if you didn't notice the way this ad capitalizes on what he calls the pursuit of unhappiness, the commercial cultivation of dissatisfaction that leads to the product salvation of a purchase. But this ad goes beyond making us dissatisfied with our bodies or our breath or our living room furniture. This ad is designed to tap our dissatisfaction with the whole here and now of Western civilization. The underlying proposition of this ad is that our society is inhuman. And in many ways, of course, it is. We live in a society of immense wealth and immense poverty. Many of us work in jobs that fail to tap our deepest human skills and which steal time from our deepest relationships. We spend our free time watching a box that amuses us, often by abusing our intelligence. And we contribute by our consumptions to the ecological destruction of the earth. We feel increasingly stressed and isolated and insecure. Rich in material goods, we often feel poor in spirit. No wonder we wish to be, where else? Elsewhere. The sentiments of this ad are no accident. American advertisers do some of the very best social science research. They use surveys and focus groups to find out what Americans really care about. We tell them our hopes and dreams, our fears and insecurities, and they find ways to associate their products with our heartfelt concerns. The winter of our discontent is transformed into the summer of their sales. Even our negative feelings can have positive consequences in the marketplace. But the power of negative thinking has negative consequences, too. As we live imaginatively in the not here and not now, we are distracted from the genuine needs of the here and now. Instead of doing something substantial about the inhumanities of our everyday life, we buy a vehicle equipped symbolically with what Dr. America might call a rejection seat. The then and there improves, therefore, at the expense of the here and now. But the Isuzu Rodeo is not, in fact, then and there. When we drive our rodeo home from the dealer, we park it not on a western promontory, but implacably in the here and now, where our dreams have become nightmares. During the 1960s, many activists practiced what they called the here and now revolution. They believed that committed people, rooted in religious values, could humanize the inhuman and make a new world in the shell of the old. Instead of imagining themselves alone in a fantasy landscape of not here and not now, they got together to establish counter-institutions that allowed people to live the revolution now. Soup kitchens, coffee houses, freedom schools, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, community centers, free universities, free stores, communes, cooperatives, consciousness-raising groups, rock festivals, etc. Instead of buying a limited utility vehicle, they believed that you would not be very human if you didn't work with other people to improve the here and now. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, quite human, here and now.